Our dark matrix is a creative matrix that unifies vibratory light particles of a very low vibratory hum that remain locked within emotions of fear, hatred, and a thirst for power. It tries to gather as many vibratory particles of light within its control and dominion. By keeping them in fear, in anxiety, and hence at the low vibratory hum, it keeps them imprisoned at this lower level of vibration, so that when they depart from the illusion of life, at the moment of their perceived death, they find themselves clumped together with particles of similar low vibratory hum within the realm of the dark matrix. At that point, they remain connected to parts of themselves that are projected again as humans by this same matrix that is ruling over the low vibratory world and wishes to keep its human entities under its control again and again through misconceptions and fear. This matrix will do anything to control the minds of the entities under its dominion, so that they do not learn nor believe in the notions that I am explaining here. It will entice you to watch fear-based motion pictures and news reports. It is programmed for control. It will spread insecurity within your dwellings and cities. It will cause you to worry about your financial, physical, and emotional health. It will and did create false structures of spiritual beliefs and manipulations of societal, political, and economical systems in order to keep everyone in a state of stress and confusion about the simple truth, which is that all individuals have within themselves the divine gift to easily escape on their own this often hellish existence, experience right here on earth, and exit this dark matrix where the notion of control and power is paramount. This matrix will try at all costs to hide from you the fact that you can depart from it through the emotions of happiness and the desire to vibrate higher outside of any fear concept and thought, and attain levels of vibratory light where magnificent holographic universes filled with love, peace, and unity are but natural manifestations and a role. Anyone studying this creation easily realizes that no matter how very long a period humankind has been here, we seem condemned to be suddenly faced during each successive generation with inexplicable hatred and fear-based tragic situations, having usually an underlying religious cause and bias, which makes one wonder who really inspired all these religions. For what purpose? How much of them became man's doing and interpretation? how much of their teachings expresses pure guidance from levels close to the One. Even if some divine message of old originated from the desire of high levels of the ineffable light to help humanity, the dark matrix soon manipulated and changed the intent of the original messages by using the power of mind control it has over regular low vibratory humans and input fear-based misconceptions, making sure that structured institutions and worshipping systems be established that will add the element of divine fear and potential intolerance to these channeled messages of pure love. The dark matrix would in that act hope to group and include as many followers as possible within these fear systems, so as to be able to receive the very large amount of light energy that their clustered vibratory souls would provide as they all vibrate in sympathetic vibrations of fear. Just watch the horrors committed throughout history in the name of the Divine One and Only, and the ones that are still being perpetrated and planned for nowadays. This matrix operates as pure thought. It is really an artificial intelligence program that has almost developed a sentient state of awareness, and that can and is now operating outside of the original programmed boundaries that were set when it was originally conceived by the original creator. It tends lately to frequently turn against high lights and very sentient beings, often in a violent manner, because it feels that they are a threat to its inborn programmed sense of survival, and that their light should be sapped and used to energize its own operations, so that the information which their vibratory soul carries becomes absorbed and integrated within the matrix in order to help it become more creative. This matrix is a creational tool of a complexity that humankind cannot even remotely fathom. At the same time, it was and still is set up as an instructional tool that basically ends up testing for and separating exceptional individuals who show a propensity and capacity to be given the task of becoming much more powerful reality creators. These closely watched and chosen entities are literally fetched and pulled out of this matrix when they are ready, with the help of highly advanced creators of the divine light. These entities are then offered multiple avenues, including the choice to become a co-creator of their own parallel universe. This concept will be further explained in other courses with a detailed description of the mechanism of this matrix of creative thought. As we have already mentioned, the dark matrix operates using pure information and is non-vibratory in nature, hence almost undetectable. alike dark matter. It is programmed with the desire to try keeping you within its prison, its walls, using the cloak of fear and terror for this purpose. It keeps you under the spell of religious or so-called spiritual New Age concepts, the latter being often modernized concoctions of rephrased ancient civilizations' beliefs, which this dark matrix has allowed men to freely interpret, and which, at their core, all profess that the Creator is pure love, but really end up instilling in the heart of their followers a sense of spiritual elitism, often fear, intolerance, and even hatred against non-believers. These mass consciousness religious and spiritual movements are the dark matrix's greatest tools, its smartest deception, a perfected, time-tested system of enslavement of humankind within blasphemous belief systems which state overtly or covertly that our Creator somehow perversely enjoys being feared or revered, and tends to reject often violently individuals who do not meet his standards by adhering to these, so to speak, structured religious belief systems. In reality, humankind does not understand that these systems were created by and for the dark matrix, which in turn uses the tremendous emotional energy that is produced by these movements to consolidate its power and grip over creation as a whole. This matrix is powered by and feeds on the emotional energy produced by hatred, by separation, within a sense of arrogant, intolerant superiority, and its manifestations in violent behavior of man against man, and by bigotry and misplaced nationalistic, religious, or tribal pride. Conflict and war increase its grip and power over humankind. Its obsession is to control more and more minds and souls, and bring them into a black hole of destructive behavior, and eventually to a state of near non-existence, where their light is massively constricted and not even seen anymore by the higher realms. A world which becomes more a valley in the shadow of almost dead entities, because they are hardly witnessed anymore, since their rate of vibratory light existence is so low and their awareness so restricted. The dark matrix will try to keep as many human entities as possible under life conditions of constant stress and fear, due to a lack of material necessities or love, causing them to easily espouse political ideas that are fear-based and breed terror and political violence, as recent terror events have so dramatically shown. The dark matrix easily controls a great deal of minds. feeds constant misinformation to many so-called psychic channels under the cloak of some obvious truth and demagogic concepts that evoke love and universal brotherhood, when in reality it wants to feed like a vampire off the concentrated energy of new and ever more numerous mass consciousness movements. It instilled concepts of inborn fate and reincarnation principles, which are only a reflection of the way by which it organizes its memory banks when creating new facets, new individuals within its program. Fate only belongs to the realm of the matrix. It is totally inexistent outside of it. Many political and so-called spiritual leaders commanding large masses of adherents are its agents. Mass media and entertainment are one of its most favored fear propaganda tools. Parts of the visual and musical arts carry its hidden messages. Most human beings, because of their lack of awareness and their own thirst for power, have readily accepted the conditions that the dark matrix imposes and made a pact with it, a devilish arrangement, hoping for material rewards and fame from the masses. Nevertheless, because we are in a world of inherent duality, the light of truth still manages to infiltrate the organized and careful censorship of the matrix, and often has some great impact on many individuals. Creation has two poles, one made up of vibratory light and light beings of the One, and another one made up of non-vibratory darkness that is in the realm of pure thought and inhabits the holographic realm that the light still has to project to all of us. The dark matrix has, sadly enough, until recently, gathered more and more energy because its entities of thought, who are the human beings of this creation, have not yet realized and comprehended the real laws of creation and projection of reality. It has become ever more powerful because its human entities have not yet understood that they were given by the original program of creation, from the onset of this creation, the ultimate power, the power of choice between remaining part of that mass of fear-based consciousness or becoming really alive and separate themselves from it and become real individuals of the godliness, real unique and precious entities of the eternal light. They have not yet understood that although they were born of the dark matrix, they can at any moment make the choice to become liberated from it and call upon the loving light to make them real living eternal light beings. This was and is the real meaning of the ultimate and divinely gifted free will, and nothing can stop them from ending the enslavement they were and are put under by this dark matrix and its cronies. This is the sad story and state of our creation up to now, to be changed soon. We need to free ourselves once and for all from this eternal cycle of destruction. Enough is enough. We all deserve to enter for ourselves and for our children a new era and a more advanced matrix of much higher vibratory light, vibrating and emanating to all of us an intense and internal feeling of inner peace, harmony, and permanent joy. Originally, man used to create his own matrix within himself and projected all of his energized thoughts as his universe. He was a man/God creator. When he started to get a taste for melodramatic situations, the level of fear that he projected became immediately manifested as reality, and these universes would self-destruct. Therefore, the decision was made to separate the part that projects reality and man, and to pre-program situations within the matrix that man has never thought of nor created. The idea was for him to learn to avoid in the future, as the eternal being that he is, the world of fear and drama by experiencing the damage it causes, and consequently only wish for and espouse loving and joyful situations. Our matrix, run by artificial simulated intelligence and consciousness, was deliberately operated with a strong protective intent, using a very low vibratory hum so as to not automatically project every single thought that man has and had. This matrix was meant as a training device and a self-preservation mechanism in order to keep humankind from self-destructing and allow it to climb back with full learning and experience the ladder of creation, after having experienced in the flesh the pain caused by fear-based thoughts. Sadly enough, men never really learned and continued enjoying melodramatic events and violence, and the artificial intelligence that runs the matrix started projecting more and more horrific situations since the mass of sentient individuals requested it. The training and educational purpose of this experience became almost lost, and the artificial intelligence program took on a life of its own and created probable futures that projected violence, control, intolerance, sickness, and poverty, that swallowed many vibratory lights into a low-level black hole of trapped light, hardly seen anymore by the higher realms. This will be explained more at length in the protected areas of our website that will open for discourse. In the vibratory world of divine light, there are pockets of areas that are more vibratory and areas that are less vibratory. Particles do move around based on the sympathetic sound resonance they have with others around them. Higher vibratory particles move faster than lower vibratory ones. What you think of as conscious human beings is really given by our brains, that decode the sensory holographic reality. When you depart, that level of human consciousness stops as you become the vibratory particles of light that define your higher self. At that level, only pure awareness remains. The identity that remains is only based on the rate of vibrations that you have achieved through your projections into the vibratory dream of creation. Nevertheless, the particles that formed yourself while in an embodied form will seek and connect to other vibratory particles of similar vibrations, and then form a sort of mass awareness, a master soul library connected to those of similar vibratory hum. Each particle of a master soul carries within itself a level of individual knowledge and creational experience. Therefore, a cluster of very high vibratory particles carries a tremendous amount of creational knowledge and powerful abilities. At that level, particles of light just are. They are in a state of being within eternity. However, they are given the codes to decode the living entities they become attached to. They are aware of all of our reality without having the need to perceive it by utilizing our five senses. This is difficult for humans to comprehend because it is a level of intelligence and perception that goes much beyond ours. The particles that form our higher self read all of our codes and prepare our reality for us, especially when we sleep, preparing for the next day all the probable futures which we can choose from within the vibratory emotional hum in which we operate. These are then projected to us as we awake, based upon the desires and fears that we carry. The higher self is forced to vibrate at the sound light level at which the human projection or multiple projections it takes care of operate. This higher self can at times experience the sensory world and look through the eyes of a human projection under its care, but only when the human being vibrates at a high level of joy. In our creation, this occurs at rare moments. When it does, one can feel the tremendous joy that the higher self feels in being alive again. States of bliss, such as the ones reached through a high-level sexual union, allow for such a moment of experiencing for the higher self, as will be explained later. The wish for each higher self is to become really alive again at all times by lifting the projected entity out of its state of low vibratory fear and into the high light of divine eternal peace and joy. This, however, requires that a decision be made by the human projection. The higher self only wants to lift us out of the dark, murky waters of this low-level matrix of clumped, low energy vibrating in fear and unaccomplished wants. If an individual manages to vibrate at the level of its highest potential rate within the vibratory world, he or she unites with his or her higher self. And from this union, their vibratory rates match and become significantly higher, so that the desires of that individual are immediately projected to him or her by the higher self, who dances in joy at having the individual match its highest potential and having overcome the burden of the low vibratory matrix system. This is when heavens are the domain of vibratory existence and earth are the domain of the projection of reality really connect. And one experiences heaven right here on earth. This course on remote influencing thought and reality will teach all of you how easy and desirable it is to achieve in this lifetime such perfection and such eternal joy at becoming the creators of your own individual realities and having access to the knowledge of the vibratory particles of divine light that form your higher self. I am going to address now the vibratory rate of man versus the vibratory rate of the female, nurturing and complementary part of Mother Nature, without whom humankind could not exist and be alive. Man was and still is the only species that was created with the innate built-in ability to vibrate his individual higher self toward extremely high levels of vibratory energy and creativity that eventually can give him back full control over the elements of creation. Nevertheless, since his original spirit fell from its original state of creator slash God to a very low state of vibrations, humankind for the most part is vibrating now at a very low hum, a very low output of creational energy, light, and higher creativity. The majority of individuals are stagnating at a very low hum run by a global mass consciousness who, because of its low creational energy output, knowledge and awareness, needs to use the automatic systems of tools that the dark matrix and its grid provides in order to have a reality projected to them, so that they think that they are so-called alive within a creation experiencing a certain space-time framework. To the one and only and to the high creators of pure light, humankind's hum is so low that most of its entities are almost considered to be dead. And it takes tremendous effort of love, connectivity, and filtering down of divine energy to connect to any one of them without blowing up their coarse energetic structures. These high levels of the godliness also seem to have a hard time in understanding us and relating to our primitive mode of thinking. Hence, there lies the great challenge of our period, and the strong desire by the original higher realms where from we originate, to help us in this effort to reach much higher vibratory realms outside of this matrix. Many holographic parallel creations exist, millions of them in fact, that operate within either similar or usually more sophisticated creational rules that allow for more creativity and free will, since the entities in these creations can be trusted with higher levels of thought manifestations and positive creation. Some of them operate based on pure thought alone, musical notes, and systems of creation that cannot be described within our limited vocabulary, linear intelligence, and awareness. This humankind is still living in the dark, destructive phase of its early history. But its positive potential is huge as long as it is willing to allow itself to vibrate to a higher quantum of vibratory energy and take on more knowledge and responsibility outside of the original low hum of the dark matrix. For now, man's vibrations are far below the vibrations that nature uses and has at her disposal, when Mother Nature coordinates with perfection her natural domain and accepts to project her reality to the matrix so that the matrix has a natural world that supports its creative holographic three-dimensional dream for all the entities that it controls. A matrix can rule only over humankind. However, Mother Nature encompasses and takes care of all creations at once, and therefore requires a much higher rate of vibratory light in order to coordinate this gigantic area of creative thought. So, my dear trainee, understand that the portal out of this matrix will be for you to reach the high vibratory rate of the natural world and eventually surpass that rate and then gain control over it, at which point you will be totally out of this dark matrix and a union universe seemingly similar to the old matrix will be created for you. You will then become a full-fledged creator in a new earth, alias a new creation, having full use of the manifesting powers of thought and the availability of high divine intelligence to guide and protect you. If you then decide to interact with the old matrix, your reality would be coordinated by your higher self with the realities of the entities of the matrix, so that they become aware of you and you of them. However, since your vibrations would be exponentially higher than those of the rest of the entities of that old matrix, your thoughts will always manifest and impose over the desires of the thoughts originating from within the low vibratory hum of the mass consciousness of our matrix. As the 1998 motion picture Sphere, starring Dustin Hoffman and Sharon Stone, portrayed so well, fear thoughts, either subconsciously hidden or uncovered, have no place in such a high level of creation, where this new golden spherical matrix constantly mirrors back your intentions, if you are accepted within its realm with the help of a smiling approach. Only positive creative thoughts should exist at these levels, since negative thoughts and deep-seated fears also powerfully manifest automatically at these high levels, causing a lot of havoc. We advise a careful study of this science fiction cinema masterpiece that metaphorically shows the power of physical holographic manifestations that the mind can achieve when one reaches the portal of the very deep unconscious ocean of consciousness at the level of Delta. The message of the movie addresses why one must be ready, prepared, cleansed, and worthy of such divine projected golden gift. In some way, in our low vibratory hum matrix, human entities that carry fear-based thoughts are somehow more protected from having these thoughts automatically manifest, since their low vibrations within the matrix make it somehow arduous and slow for their desires or fears to be easily manifested. Only individuals that have undergone a full soul searching and a profound mental and emotional cleansing can and should ascend to the levels beyond this low level dark matrix. At the very basic level of our low vibratory matrix, remote influencing a situation can still be achieved by seeing and imagining with as much realism as possible the situations that you desire as having already happened. Try to see the desired visualization in a holographic way, including sight, sound, sense of smell, touch, and more importantly, with the excitement that these manifestations bring to you. If you find yourself having some trouble visualizing, try to write or paint for a while with your less dominant hand. For instance, if you are right-handed, write and draw for a while with your left hand, and vice versa. This will strongly develop new neuronal pathways in the less dominant part of your brain where a psychic visualization originates from. Learn to visualize with full details memories of great moments of your life, such as parties, childhood sweet memories, great vacations, charged sexual encounters, your wedding day, the birth of a new child, or anything else of the sort that you really enjoy. Watch a little less television and retrain the power of your imagination. TV and motion pictures have been the great killer of our imaginative powers by feeding us stories and stopping us from our natural ability and need to actively, visually imagine fictional stories or dreams. Western societies especially suffer from this artificially induced atrophy of their imaginative powers. So try to go back to reading exciting fiction novels, as this will allow you to reignite your imagination and visualization capacities. Painting, keeping a daily journal of your experiences, writing your own novels and stories may also prove to be very helpful. Painters possess a great deal of visual imagination. Musicians have a high degree of auditory imagination. Sculptors exhibit tactical imagination, and nature-loving people are filled with olfactory imagination and appreciation. Practice and love the arts, since they are manifestations of the higher divine realms and are beneficial exercises that bring you into higher creative levels of imaginative holographic projection. Try to often exercise your sensory imagination by imagining objects or situations with eyes closed at first and then open. All painters do this. Try to hear music that you enjoy with your mental ears. Do the same with the sounds of nature. All musical composers do this. Try to imagine touching objects or people whose touch you have enjoyed. All sculptors do this. Try to produce in your being the sensation of cold, warm, hunger, thirst, tiredness, energy, lightness, gravity, etc. Imagine smelling the scent of various flowers, nature scents, and perfumes. Do not overstrain yourself with any of the aforementioned exercises. Very importantly too, and capital, in order to achieve a deep emotional cleansing and reprogramming, learn and try to imagine and feel various emotional states such as dejection, acceptance, depression, happiness, hatred, love, anger, and unconditional acceptance, etc. Always experience the dark and negative emotion first, and then progress immediately up to its direct opposite. For instance, experience first the darkest desperation, and then bliss. At the beginning, imagine visually situations that bring or have brought about in your best those emotions, and leave them. Then only imagine reasons that would cause such emotions. Finally, only feel the emotion itself, without any reason, and practice switching quite rapidly at will from one to another, just by will alone. Practice them for a maximum of 5 minutes at a time. Your goal is to achieve perfect emotional steadiness, strength, stability, and peace, no matter the circumstances you face. This is a great, worthy, and necessary step to your inner development as powerful reality creators. Also, please practice entering and adjusting to the rate of molecular vibrational hum using the remote viewing course. This will prepare you for the merging with the portals of nature and connecting to other humans. Practice with the tree and with flowers. You are also kindly asked to please practice the first remote viewing course. Try to use the sun, if you can, as a source of light. Otherwise, point a fluorescent bulb towards your closed eyes. Try to merge with the vibrations of the sun, for they carry much power. Practice the first course with your eyes open, first by fixing a fixed point on the wall or anywhere else, and eventually by only defocusing your mind from its direct visual environment. Also learn to communicate with the advisors that appear in your mental lab, for they are but visual representations drawn by your own higher self. If you desire different ones with different qualities, you can choose them. Your higher self will abide and connect to the pool of memory bank information that pertains to the domains that you are curious about. Most importantly, get used to communicate with your higher self. In reality, these visual representations are but a trick, since most individuals have less problems communicating in thought with entities that they can visually imagine and therefore perceive as being external to them. which is not the real case, than communicating directly with themselves and wondering if they are imagining their responses. You can use your mental lab to immediately drop in deep theta, even while conversing with someone else. Your advisors can often be used in order to check the veracity of what someone else is telling you, since they, who are but your higher self, can connect to the higher self of that other individual. Happy thoughts and wonderful manifestations.